first halacha in the Seder, and is to have everything ready before, so that you, when you come home, you don't have to start setting the table. We'll talk a little bit more about the practicalities. The concern there is not so much making chatzos, the concern there is keeping the kids up for the Seder. And that the later you start, the greater the chances that they'll be asleep. And I don't know what changed, but Bizman Azeh, the issue is keeping the adults up for the Seder as well. So everything should be done by day. Mamish everything. They bring down that avada by the chassidim, but even by the litvishet, Tan Rav Yashiv, Rav Chaim, they used to set the Seder table a few days before Pesach, like in anticipation of it, the COVID. The whole house should be mamish, sitting in with the, you know, being mitzapah for the Seder a few days before. You completely set. Even taking out the matzah, you do that by day. You don't do that. When you come home. It's also mentioned there are different days about feeding kids, and I'll add again for us as for adults also, making sure that people eat on Erev Pesach. There the chashash is the kids are going to be hungry and they're going to go to sleep. The truth is that adults are not great when they're hungry. Erev Pesach, you can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah. People are busy, they end up starving. The first thing you have is a cup of wine. An empty stomach, and your head starts spinning. Make sure to eat well on Erev Pesach. Remember, they move the clock, the Seder starts late enough. I tell people, you'll save yourselves a lot of time by actually sitting down and having a good lunch, and maybe a small not meal, but something small in the afternoon also. What can you eat? Chicken and potatoes. I know the Midian in the old country was to have potatoes with borscht, but that type of thing, it's something that's really filling. So Gemara says, Chotfim matzah lele psochim for the kids. Shlo yishnu. There are different days. One day is to make sure to give them to eat. Another day is that you should get up to alachilas matzah early enough for the kids to be up to really see what you're doing. Not just having them say manishtana and they're asleep by the time you get to matzah because you're busy darshing with the whole agada. That's something you should really plan through well. How much time you're going to spend speaking and when. People that like to darshan for hours and hours, so do that during the meal. Why does it have to be before, when everyone's on an empty stomach? And why does it have to be before, in a way that everyone's getting tired, and especially the kids? Okay. Next, there's halacha of Seder HaShulchan, which includes two halachas. One is where you're sitting, and the other one is the table. And the Rizka Rav says that it's all one halacha, which is that how you sit and how you sit the table should be derech cheirus. Always taina at the minig of polishing everything in the house and you know, shining the windows and everything else, which has nothing to do with chametz, is where you're having the seder should feel like a palace. Heseba, what should that look like? What should a seder look like? It's very unclear. It's very, very unclear. One thing's for sure. It says that if you do a seder on your left hand, on your left side, and you're a lefty, you're not going to be able to eat with your left hand. Which means that it's got to be that the way you do a seder interferes with your using your left hand. So, it seems that Heseba also includes using your hand. Or it means mamish reclining like this, so that you really can't access your hand very well. But it seems like the old Haseba was they were on this like a bed or a couch, and they were leaning like this, and stretched out on their left side, stretched out leaning like this. Pictures of what it was like in Rome, the aristocrats in Rome. They'd lie on a bed like this, and this is the way they would eat and drink. There was a video clip sent out of Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, Zichrono Livracha, doing his Seba. Not on Pesach, he was showing how to do it. And he said that you just put your arm on the table and go like this. He said that was a Seba. You're holding your head on the table and go like this. He said that was a Seba. But it's clear that if all the Haseba is, just leaning like this and your arms are totally free, then that couldn't be the Haseba of Chazal. What's their whole problem? What's the problem of how we need to eat? Everyone does a Haseba on small, whether you're righty or lefty.
What's the Rav say to do the Maisa?
What?
What's the Rav say to do the Maisa Haseba?
Whatever works for you, but just make sure that your arm is not too available. You can do it like this, or you can do like, mamish like this, that your arm is not free. Either one.
Why
yes.
Get a couch?
What?
You
don't have to buy a couch for a Seba. If it's doable, and you're not going to fall asleep. And you're not going to fall asleep. I don't know. I have a hard time.
You need a separate table.
No. You can pull a couch. I mean, I don't know how it works out in your home. But if you sit in Mizrach, you can have a couch on that side.
You were laying down?
They were leaning on the side. They were outstretched on the couch, yeah. The mamash outstretched.
Laying down.
But like this. Outstretched like this. Yeah.
Laying flat?
Yeah.
So
not flat, on the side. How do you eat? We're not known to be makarim halacha of eating the whole Suda Be'Seba. Well, for that, we're lying around.
Sleep a little bit, not
what?
Sleep a little bit during the Seder, and we're just saying.
It depends when you wake up.
Is it you, Hara, to get one of these couches?
No. No. No, it's not. Anyway, l'chadchili, you should have a pillow on your chair or whatever it is that you use for a Seva. That's also their chairs.
To sit on it or to lean on it?
To lean on it. To lean on it. Yeah. What people do is they put pillows on the chairs and then they turn the chair sideways and they lean on that. So that's okay. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Haseba in front of a parent is mutter. In front of a Rebbe, you have to ask Rishus. Shows that you should ask Rishus. Since we don't exactly know how to do Haseba, you're better off being potter, no? Yeah. Haseba b'dievid. So the Mechaber Paskins, if you ate matzah or the Arba Kosis without Haseba, you got to do them again. So the Ramah Tain is that it's the Rav Yosh Shita, the Bizman Azeh, that nobody eats like that, that there's no din Haseba. So b'dievid, if you want to drink over again, if by drinking over again you're going to run into a chash iser, you shouldn't do it. See, time is, first of all, ben shlishi l'revi, it says you're not allowed to drink between the third and fourth. You're not allowed to drink. So if you drank the third shlobah seba, the same with the fourth, because you're not supposed to drink after that, you shouldn't do them over again. Whereas the first two, you should do over again by the end. Magen Avraham raises the point that since we don't normally drink between the first and the second, it says b'chlal, if it's not during the meal, you may end up getting shikr and fall asleep. So you'll have to make a new bracha, because you got a hesek adas, and then it's nearer, like your moisev ala koisis. So he says not to drink the first one over again either. And that he gives an eitzah that you should have in mind when you drink the first, should I make a mistake and not drink be'aseba, I want my bracha to work for a second cup. Why are you going to have more kavana for that than remember to do a seba, I do not know. Could be after you drink, you know, as you say, not to drink, you forget yourself.
I don't know. Okay, say that as a plan at the beginning, before you start it.
You're good.
So that's not going to help.
You're good, all right. Yeah, you got a point. Yeah.
Stop. Next. Do you say nowadays not an animal?
What?
Do you say nowadays not an animal?
The first cut piece of people on the left, they don't expect to drink more wine.
Can you make it nice time to drink more wine? Drink wine during the
Suda. Yeah.
That's not
going to
help for you.
The word for, no, during the Suda. That's only for the for the second. That's only for the second. It doesn't work for the first. Now, Agav. Yeah, we'll get to the wine. The table, the Shulchan. It says, as beautiful as you can. So the idea of using disposables, Leila Seder. If you're running some Seder for, I don't know, you know, you hear people run a Kiruv Seder, they have 40 people, 80 people. I understand. A, you don't have so many dishes, and B, who's going to wash it? But otherwise, you should avoid disposables. The shaila that keeps coming up here is couples that don't know if they're going to stay. They have no idea. They don't feel like buying a whole set of dishes for Pesach. It's a lot of money. And to sell Pesach dishes, I don't know who's going to buy your Pesach dishes. No, so there's a real shaila. Are you mechayev them? No, you can't be mechayev them, but at least buy the best disposables you can find. The shavayech shavah Pesach, hagam, as far as I understand, the chashash on the ones that don't have a hechsher is kidneys. It's that they're starched with kidneys. We're so machmir with kidneys. That's how machshu is going to get into your food. No such halach. Seder, anyway, get with that. Yeah, nice ones, Hesher. Which are really be nice ones. Yeah. Next. The wine. To begin with, we find in the Gemara that there are two halachas. There's halacha of b'makayim, the mitzvah of drinking the four, and there's a mitzvah of cheirus. The mice of the way we drink, it's everything. In the Ramah, it's mefurish that you could even use chamar medina for because that means in a place where, obviously not beer, but in a place where there's some other drink that you're mechaber orchim with, that's good enough. You don't need yayin mamish. And Moshe Feinstein was mechadish that you're not yoytze cheiris with that. Cheiris is dafka wine. And he brings a raya, we find Rabbi Yehuda, who used to drink hagam, he had a headache until Shavuos. This is why he didn't have grape juice. The mice, I mean, it's a strong kasha, but there's a strong teretz to it. The grape harvest is in the end of the summer. The end of the summer, around Rosh Hashanah, no, before the end of the summer. And just before Elul. Just before Elul. They didn't know about pasteurization. They have no way of keeping grape juice. The Gemara's description of grape juice is yain migito or soichet adam eskel shalanovim, which means you squeeze out the grapes and drink the juice immediately. They did not have a way of preserving grape juice. So by Pesach there was no grape juice. So I don't know. I don't know if that's a good raya anymore.
Didn't know that.
I would not hold it against him if he didn't.
It's not yayin.
What?
It's not yayin.
What do you mean it's not yayin? I'm good. That's a svara. The problem is to go argue with a Ramah, you know, you have to have something strong. So Lamaisa, if you want to be chayish for him, have wine. The question is it more important to be machmir for him and possibly fall asleep with all say, sleep through the zayin? If you can stay up, even without him, everyone agrees that Yayin Yoshin is definitely better. Real wine is definitely better. The Chatchila should be red. If you like white wine, you can put some red into it to make it red. That's also good.
You have to put the red first?
What?
You have to put the red first?
If you're machmer for Tzvi Bachman, it's a chumra. It's a chumra.
Is rosé okay?
What?
Is rosé okay?
Rosé is red.
Why is putting in that little bit of red? Red dye would also work?
Yeah, food coloring would work too. I know. According to the Ravid, if it's not red, it's not yayin. The tiny, the color is good enough.
Can you do that on Eitzer Bezer wine?
What's that?
Can you do that on Eitzer Bezer wine?
What are you mixing it with?
Something a red wine or a white wine.
If it's not makalkalit. If the tiny are not
if
totally
it's not different. As good, but it's still...
Not great.
It seems as if you're drinking sheer of red wine.
Yeah. It's a chiddush, but they all say you can do it. The whole time you can do it. But listen, if you get yourself good, thick red wine, on duck a sweet, but four cups of sweet wine, and the matzah and the maror, that's no question. Okay. Now we go through the Seder. Make kiddush. Supposed to have in mind Mekayim, the mitzvah of kiddush. And the mitzvah of the first of the Dalakais, mitzvah Rabbanim. Remember to drink it Be'aseba. There are different minhagim. If everyone makes their own kiddush, or one person says kiddush for everybody. But unlike the rest of the year, even if one person is saying, everybody has their own cup. Nobody drinks from the makadish. The shaila, should everyone be holding it? Pashtis lechatchila yishut. Lechatchila. To make it that your kiddush is on this cup. Lechatchila.
But there are different.
What?
In the air.
Hold in the air. If anyone is a minig otherwise, no problem. Don't do it different than your minig. And yes, it's kedai to have in mind if you want to drink after it. And by the way, drinking other things too, that you should be allowed to. Which brings us to the Shaila. Are you allowed to drink during the Haggadah? More than that. Shlomo Zalman raises a big problem. The halacha is that if you drink something and then don't make a bracha achrani, you make a bracha achrani yet, and then you go for a long time without drinking till you lose the benefit of everything you drank. You're as thirsty as you were before you drank. The halacha is you lost your bracha achrani. Now, Leila Seder, we make kiddush, we don't say bracha achrani. The bracha achrani is after benching and then after kozdalit. Yeah, not after benching. Benching, and then after kozdal. So, somebody made kiddush, and then benching is hours later, and he didn't drink anything till a good 2-3 hours later. It could be he lost his bracha achronah. So if Shlomo Zalman was noig, he would sip tea throughout the entire Haggadah in order not to lose the bracha achronah. The Shaz is Mutar Rasa. See, the emesis, it's Machloikas, the Ramban, and the Balamor. The Shitas of Ramban is that drinking is like speaking. And you're not supposed to speak anything that's not me Indian. Mimela, he holds it, it's awesome. The Balamor is Matar. One of the nafka minis is if someone forgot to say Havdalah on a year where Leila Seder was Chol HaMotzeh Shabbos. Can he make Havdalah right away, or does he have to wait till the second kos? The Mechaber Paskins like the Ramban, that you wait for the second kos. Which means that the parsha of the Mechaber is, the Mechaber is all like the Ramban, that it's also to drink during the Haggadah. Which, by the way, is an afkin. Also, that means you can't drink during Psukah de Zimra, even if you made a shakol before davening. Say a shatz was a problem; he has to keep drinking or he loses his voice. according to the Ramban, even if he made a bracha before, he can't drink because the drinking itself is a hefsek. The Minhag HaOlam is not like the Ramban. It's clearly not like the Ramban. Even though the Mechaber passes it, the Mishnah Berurah points it out, the Gra points it out, the Minhag is not like the Ramban. So yes, you can drink. Not only that, in theory, after Kiddush, before you start the Havdalah, you can actually eat something. So it's kedai to drink a lot of water. If you drank wine, it's kedai to drink water to dilute it inside you. And also because alcohol dehydrates. It's good to have just water inside you. Yeah, and if you think people are hungry, you can give them something to eat. Although, I mean, we're usually only doing during the Seder, what's printed in the Haggadah. There's no issue. In Kiruv Starim, I always tell them to serve food after Kiddush. This gives people a little bit more patience to listen to the Haggadah. Okay?
It can't be anything that will be also to eat before Ram Erev, is that
right? Yeah, before Matz, yeah. But what's that? Well, okay.
Is it chicken?
In theory, yes.
And you make a bracha afreina or no?
What?
With a bracha afreina or no?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, someone who was running Kiryas Seder, he searched schnitzel.
The entire Seder?
What?
The entire Seder, you could eat?
No, once you start the Haggadah, you shouldn't have a hefsek and a heschadas. But between Kiddush and Karpas, you could.
It's even according to the Ramban. What? Is that even according to the Ramban?
Yeah, the Ramban says it's once you start the Haggadah. Once you start the Haggadah.
Kiddush is chal on your first kris, is enough?
Yeah.
One kris and Kiddush is chal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You usually need two revi'is then, no?
But that's your Yotzim Makam Suda with your eating later, with the matzah later. But it's a good Kiddush. It may be best to do Karpas first. Because it sounds like, you know, we don't have this whole discussion of when to have your schnitzel. You know, like, there's no discussion on this. It could be that you should really be starting the food of the day with Karpas, with a vegetable dip.
Why?
It's a derech of Ashirim that they used to start with a vegetable dip. Well, there are lots of other reasons given for Karpas. The poshut shot would be, that's how they started. They started with a dip of vegetables. You know, that's the aristocratic thing to do. I think today they also do. Carry the celery sticks in salt water. Well, yeah, I said there are other reasons brought down. But it's a funny thing. What are you going to tell them? Okay. For Kiddush, you should drink a shir. As far as the shir is concerned, this year it's not on Shabbos, so Kiddush, the Koshel Kiddush and the Koshel Arukas are all drabonans. There's no reason why you have to go out of your way to Davka Avachazan this year. The Shaila is, what are you better off, having a Chazan Yashir and drinking Rav Kosh, or having a larger, or having a smaller kais and drinking all of it? Mashmaz of the Mishnah Berurah is kulo lechatchila. If you look to where he's coming from, the pashtus is he was talking about a kais revius betzimtzu, and that's why you should drink kulo lechatchila. But if you have an enormous kais, I don't know if he would say that. But we have to remember, there's a day that you have to drink rov kais even if it's enormous. So don't use like a kais like this and just drink a revius. That's not enough. You have to have a rough kais.
Because of hairs?
What?
Because of hairs?
Lav davka. They gave it a din that you makayim the kais by drinking rough kais.
What's the mile
with the chazanish? What's the mile?
What's
the mile of it? For people like the chazanish, the chazanish, even drabanan. I don't know. It's a sacred drabanan. Why do you have to go with a bigger shear? Yeah. I know, in the old days I gave out small glasses and people complained. Nobody does that anymore. You can't get a becher today that's not a chazanish. When a small one, they offer you the, you know, the liquor ones. For bar mitzvah, they don't give you. Chaznish is a small one. They have a belzer shir. They have all kinds of other shir. Yeah. Once you drink malay lugmav of yayim, it covers all mashkin that you have afterwards. Therefore, if you're going to drink water, tea, whatever it is during the seder, you don't have to make a shakal. Okay, then we're ready for karpas. The first thing we do is we wash urchatz. Because you're having a davar shetibula of a mashke, which always needs metila. We don't really know why people are makled all year long. You're really not supposed to. But Leila Seder, everyone does. The one thing is, there's a Shulchan Aruch Haram that there's no din of davar shetibula of a mashke on something that the derech is to eat with a fork. Leila Seder, therefore, we're makted to have the karpas bite with your hands, not with a fork. What should you use for karpas? Any yerek is good, but there's a tnai. Its bracha is supposed to be a bar pri adama, because the mor that we eat is a suffix if it needs a bracha or not. The reason being is, mitzad echad, it's a vegetable, and vetchables are usually part of the meal. Mitzad sheni, we're eating it l'shem mor, not l'shem vegetable, not l'shem side dish. So it's a suffix if you have to make a bracha on it during the meal. Therefore, you're supposed to use for karpas something that you can make the bar pri adama on for the sake of the mar. So there are real problems of what you can make a bar pri adama on. So people who use a cucumber, that's fine. But, lamashal, the minig in Russia was to use onions. The minig to this very day, in Chabad, everybody uses onions. Big bayah. Because in Russia, they eat onions like apples. You know, just bite into an onion. What are you laughing? You laugh at our, at the things we eat. For us, an onion is a shakol. A raw onion is a shakol. Shalei de taroi. This is raw, is a shakol.
And if the mor is horseradish?
What's that?
And if the mor is horseradish?
You have a very good kasha. How do you make a bracha bechlal on it? And even if you do, is bracha with the Rav Adama? Very big problem. It's a very, very big problem.
Shackle?
What? It should be a shackle. And Mora has to be something whose bracha is Rav Adama. One of the big kashas on it. So they want a tiny that in the olden days, Tamko, people did eat it, so it was Bar Pri Adama. And today, even though for us we don't make a Bar Pri Adama, that doesn't take away from it being a Pri Adama.
The reason why it needs to be Bar Pri Adama is because of the bracha?
So don't help that one. So Lamaisa, what should you use? Use it? Now, there are many who have a minute of eating parsley, petrozilia. Petrushka in Yiddish, and you look around, who brings a prima gun? No, it's not a prima gun. It's a verhated, I think. The question is, do people eat parsley on its own? On the Leila Seder. Others eat radish. They too. Is it normal to eat a radish on its own?
So
some...
Banana.
What?
Banana?
Some eat banana. The problem is, I don't know what banana tastes like in salt water. Shemazam was makbid on a cucumber.
Potato?
Oh, potato is good, except raw potato not. A cooked potato, some are makbid not to have it because you only have shnei tapshilim on the kari. You shouldn't have a third one. I don't know, by us the minig is, it seems like it came from all of these svekas. We have parsley, radish, and potato. And you make the bar pri adama on the potato, and you cover everything else.
And shear?
Oh.
What about celery?
What? Celery is good. Some hold that celery is real karpas. Some hold that mamish celery is karpas.
Is it telling on the person that somebody eats radishes the whole year for regilas?
You have to be part of a society that does, otherwise it's bota daita.
Why don't we pocket the shahakal?
What?
Why don't we just pocket the shahakal?
Because it's a bidiyevit ptur.
Okay.
And you have to mind the davka. Anyhow, our minig is tipachas mekazayas, otherwise you're left with the suffix of making a bracha achrona on it. The problem is that some hold on brachas mekazayas, there's no chiv netila. So what happened to urchatz? Well, that's our minig anyway. The gros minig is davka to have a kazayas and not make a bracha achrona.
What's the problem with bracha achrona?
Because it's so far before the meal that it's not covered by benching. It has nothing to do with the meal then.
So make brown front of it, we said by the schnitzel. The other
but then you lose your bar pre adama for the mar.
Ah.
Wait, so you had karpas and then you had schnitzel and you made a
bar. Oh, that's a problem. So you lose your bar pre adama also. So I guess that's why people have it before karpas. Very good. You're right. You're right. Yeah? Okay, then it's not God. Sorry, yachatz. Yachatz, breaking the middle matzah, you're creating lechem only. Hilchis hiding the afikagman is totally in the kids. They created the minhagim over the years. Where you put it, where you don't put it.
It's not the chaytzam.
What?
It's not the chaytzam.
That's one day in it. One day is, it's not brought down there, but the meaning is that that's what we're talking about. Everyone steals, this one steals from this one steals from that one. Just make sure you get it back one way or another. It's brought down that there's a minig to put it in a mapa and hold it behind your shoulder and say this is where we came out of Mitzrayim by different adult by the Sfardim. They have a whole ceremony over it. Everyone passes it around. Everyone puts it on their shoulder.
Shouldn't just break a new matzah?
What?
Shouldn't just break a new matzah for Afikana?
We will break a new matzah.
Instead of looking for the...
L'chatchili, you should have it. If there's no bread, there's no bread. L'chatchili, you should have that one. Why not do the deal?
At least half and half, in case you don't get it back.
In case you don't get it back, save yourself a piece. I bet I can. But you shouldn't make them feel cheated. Let them negotiate. I hope that their hasogas are not such that they're going to bankrupt you. Okay. Now comes our God. Now comes our God. The Haggadah is not to be said by Seh, but it says by Aim of Yir, Res is there. Koyvid Rosh. Obviously, the important thing is not to say Chetloch, the important thing is to really get across the Shibud and the Nisim. Ram says the Nisim and the flaws and the accomplishments. In terms of just some practicalities in the Haggadah, the Shlomo brings down. Okay. The Shlomo brings down by the Yisham that you should hold a kos yayin and cover the matzah. The same thing when we get to Lefikach, we cover the matzah and hold the kos. The shal is how long? Mikra didn't seem that we should be holding it until Gol Yisrael, which includes the beginning of Hallel. The meaning is not that way. The meaning is just to hold it for Lefikach, and then put it down for Hallel, and pick it up again for Asher Golan.
We don't have to hold it for whole Magid?
No. We hold all, no. No. For the Fikach and then for Asher Golan. But for the first two Prokem of Hallel there, the minig is to put it down again. They bring Reb Chaim said a whole pshat of why to put it down. The God is supposed to come and answer to Manishtana. Who asks Manishtana? The minig is the youngest. The minig, some men, all the kids do. Everyone can ask Marishtan. And you don't have to say it over again. They're not being moitzi with Marishtan. They're just accommodating the whole Seder becoming an answer to Marishtan. Now, before Manishtan, we're supposed to do things that are going to prompt the kids to ask. So what do? It says to be Mesalik the Shulchan. We don't have Shulchanis on wheels. So for us it would be to take the matzah, the karo, off the table. Some people do that. Most people are not Makayim that. What they do is they either move it to the other side of the table or they just cover it. Just before Manishtana, there's Harlachma on you.
How does covering help?
What?
The point is to make the issue of how does covering help?
Covering means, oh, we're covering, and you should speak out, we're not going to eat now. We're covering on the maps. Harlachma on you is not really the beginning of Haggadah yet, because it doesn't come after Manishtana. I always understood that Harlachma on you was part of Yachatz breaking the matzah. You're just explaining, what did we just do? Now we made lachma anyu. Just before manishtana, we fill the second kos. This is all part of getting them to be shoyl. So the seder is mekiddush, or chatz and karpas. Then yachatz. Then halachma anyu. Then you fill the kos. You take, get rid, you know, take the kara off or cover it. Fill the kos, and then they ask manishtana. Then you uncover the matzah again, because you're supposed to say the haggadah over the matzah. You only cover it for v'isha amda because we're holding the kos, and from lefikach till the end you cover it again. The maki is the minigus to spill off. Some just spill, others do it with the pinky, others do it with the kmitza, others do it with the etzba, whatever your minig is. And then comes the big shalom, what do you do with all that wine? The Sephardi minig is to pour it into the garden of the local antisemit. I don't know what to do in Eretz Yisrael, but that's what they do in the old country.
Syria?
Huh? Well, it grows on wine. I wonder. Others just spill it out. What? If you're using wine with Kedusha Shvi'is, you can't spill out the makis. You have to find something to do with it. I don't know who's going to drink it. But,
Can you have like a separate place on the side of it?
No, it's got to be the minis, the second guys. What people do is if they're using wine with Kedusha Shvi'is, that they don't use it for the second course.
You just leave it?
What?
You just leave it on the counter for a day?
Won't spoil. After Gal Yisrael, you finished all Agada. You did the second course, the Heseba. If you've forgotten, didn't do the Heseba, that you drink over again. Then we wash from Til Sidayim for the Suda. And then comes the mitzvahs of matzah and mor.
Thank you.
it's kedai either before or while everyone's washing to remind them what they're having kavana for. The bracha of alachilis matzah should also cover the matzah of the kricha, and dafikoymin, because according to Rashi and the Rashbam, that's really the ikar mitzvah. The bracha of morer is covering the morer as well as the morer in the kricha. Okay, you wash, you pick up all three matzahs, you make the bracha of hamoitzi, the top and the bottom one, which are sholem, are your lechem mishnah. You then drop the bottom one and make the bracha of alachivas matzah, which means ikar adin is being chal on the middle one. There is one day that it's on the top one. So you can have that in mind also. We hold the top and the middle then. The ikar adin is that the bracha of Hamoitzi is on the first one, the Iker, and of course everything else you're going to eat. And Alachilus Matzah is on the Prusa. So you drop the bottom one after your Moitzi. Now then, the Mavorach should take a Kazayas of the top and a Kazayas of the middle. For this, a small kezayis is good. You don't have to double shiurim. Because which one the bracha is chal on is a shayla of a derabbanan, not a daraisa. So, Lamashal, we take for granted that a kezayis of matzah is about 15 grams. We double it for daraisa. So the mavarik should have 15 grams from the top and 15 grams in the middle. How much matzah is that? It depends how thick your matzah is. I don't know how anyone can give sizes of half a matzah, two-thirds of a matzah, a third of a matzah. It depends on the thickness of the matzah. You weigh your matzahs, they're not even. You should really weigh them out before Yontif to have an idea of what's good, how much you got to eat. Now, as far as everybody else is concerned, it's kedai to prepare pre-measured shiurim for everybody. And when you make your brachas and you start eating, have someone pass around to everybody else little pieces of the two matzahs that you made brachas on. So they'll have a drop that the bracha was chal on, and the rest of it they'll have from the matzah that'll be mashlim to their shiur. This is the best way of going about it. It also makes the matzah, the achilas matzah, take up a lot less time than having to start, estimating how much I'm giving this one and how much I'm giving that one.
How much for the piece of the top and the middle?
Yeah.
And it's okay what the shleimi, what they're getting.
Yeah, because you made the bracha on it, and then the others don't have to be shown. You made the bracha, it was chal on that, they're getting a little bit of yours, and you're giving them shurim also.
There's nothing around.
What's that? If you give a tiny little piece. Tiny little piece for everyone.
What happens if it diminishes your kazayas?
I mean, unless you mamish hold it a kazayas, the whole matzah. You have thin matzahs.
Thin matzahs.
Even there, I know the Yishalayim eat a whole matzah. I mean, the smallest... I'm trying to think. What's the smallest I ever got on a thin matzah? Yours are thinner, though. Here's a thing, you can get a matzah that's 35 grams, no?
I got 30.
You got 30. Wow, you got 30. Wow. And you can't give anything. Mamash, you have to eat the matzah plus.
Can you add from other matzahs?
You can add from other matzahs, yeah.
How much you get, and you should add?
Yeah, remember, we're being machmer. The Iker Shir is 15 grams. We're just being machmer. For that, you don't have to worry about exactly where it came from.
It's the smaller half.
I understand. You probably won't even have 15 grams there.
Don't you need a kazayas in each piece of lechem mishnah?
What's this?
Don't you need lechem mishnah in each?
The lechem mishnah is the top and the bottom. You're using the top of the lechem mishnah, not the middle. According to the riff, the riff you're using it, but we're not going with the riff.
When you're making a lechem mishnah,
Each one is a kezayis. So the full matzahs are kezayis. So you should pass it around. Yeah. After that is achilas morer. And everyone should remember to eat the matzah as saver, or else they have to eat it over again. With regard to achilas morer, what to use for morer? The ikar mitzvah is chasa, which is romaine lettuce. In Chutz La'aretz, in many places, they just never had it. Also, they were impossible to check for bugs, and today we have the bugless stuff. For kezayis, also like 15 grams is it's either the bugless stuff, you don't normally get big leaves. The Chaznish didn't like chasa because he tainted that it's not bitter. Bechlal, there's no merivers to it. The truth is that the larger leaves of chasa are bitter. Just in the bugless stuff, they don't let them grow long enough. When they grow really big, you can't stop the bugs. There are some bugless stuff that where the outer leaves are big. So if you don't mind buying a whole bunch of heads of lettuce and just using the outer ones, and the rest of them you use for your salads, cover gan siantif, that's okay. I usually do that, and we end up using up all the lettuce over here. Others are still machmer to use tamcha, what they say is tamcha, which is horseradish. But you have to have a kezayis in that. It's a lot. The Mishnah says that they're mitzaref. So what many have the minig of doing is throwing in a little bit of tamcha just to be mekayim b'chaznish. At least there should be a tamar rivers. It's a funny kind of combination. Ramanushach, if all that has to have a tam, then the fact that I have tamcha there makes my chasm bitter. It's the achila that has to be bitter, or what you're eating has to be bitter, Pash, it's not the achila. But it seems that that's what that seems to be a common meaning today. I'm not quite sure where it came from.
The red wine.
Very good. Yeah.
Sakana.
Huh?
This is takana.
I don't know pshat. That's what people do. I do it also. I don't know pshat.
Sharp and bitter.
The emes is the only reason why horseradish has to be sharp is because if it loses all of its sharpness, even though it has its bitterness, but it's already not horseradish that people eat. People eat horseradish why do you have it in a grain? Because it's sharp. Otherwise, horseradish is not bitter. It doesn't. So if it lost all of its sharpness, it's like dead.
If you could handle it, you should handle the chila.
I don't know. There's some tiny even that horseradish is not even tamcha.
Should have both?
Because eyes of each, and you can have them together. They're not mevatel zeh zeh.
He does mevatel.
What?
It is mevatel.
On the tzad, the tamch is not one of the minim. It's not. There's a lot because it's for shus. If you can.
Which one first?
What?
Which one first?
Oh, I had a whole week of other kwam. I had a whole discussion with the Minchas Yisrael about which one first. Which one should you do first? You know, should do like a. So like Rav Chaim Brisker, to have the muhudu one, even though you're not sure it's the right one. You know, so you should have the chasa first, and the tzad, the chaznish is right. So then, otherwise, if the chaznish is not right, then you already yotzu with the tamcha, and then you're not getting mekayim the hither with. See, he wanted a taina that even according to everybody. So long as you're eating it l'shem morer, it's not like a lekicha by esrig. The whole thing is still the achilas mitzvah. What do you want at a time? He said you can either one first, whichever you prefer. Maybe easier to handle the tamcha first and then cool your mouth off with the lettuce, the chasa.
Separate?
What?
He
said to eat them separately. Yeah.
I wasn't there, I'm asking.
That it's all one achilah. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure there was all one achilah.
Do you mean him?
No, I wasn't sure there was all one achilah. Lemaisa, I was into the mitzvah already. No, you said 10, 2 is right, you realize already. I mean, you know, kid, once you might be it, you realize it. But by time, by Mar, it's still, this is my Achilles Mar, included both. It's a Chiddush, I don't know, maybe. Okay. Mar is obviously not eaten by Seba. Both the matzah as well as the mor should be eaten b'tur k'dei achilas pras, which the chatchil is 3 minutes, if not 4 minutes. But I always speak out that if you're doubling the shiurim, you also double the shiur of achilas pras. That means there's no reason why you should have to eat 30 grams. People are usually mocked for like 35 grams because they're afraid of all the crumbs that you lose. 35 grams dafkin in 3 minutes. A bit mugzam. The shear in time starts from the first swallow. So you can chew and chew and chew and chew and chew. And then when you swallow, that's when the clock starts. So it's not so terrible.
If you miss the first swallow, as long as you have a kazayas in between two swallows.
Yeah. Or as many swallows as it takes.
From the second swallow to the fifth swallow, you have 3 minutes to say it?
From the first swallow through as many swallows as you have, as long as it's like the regular process. Then comes the kriech. Now, this is a mistake people make. They think the kriech is a zeicher, a mikdash kehil, it's a zeicher. There are 2 days to Rishonim, but the parsha of what we hold is that on the tzad that Hillel is right, the chiv derabbanan of mor bizman hazeh is with matzah. Not the first matzah, because that's a daraisa, you have a shal of mitzvah speaking of atlo zeh, but that chazal, the chazal's takona of achilas mor bizman hazeh is with matzah. So we're mistapik. If the halach is like Hillel or not. Therefore, first we have more without matzah, then we have more with matzah, the Makayim Hillel. What's the Zeichel Lamikdash? The whole mitzvah of Achilas, Mor Bizman Hazeh, which is a mitzvah de Rabbonon, is a mitzvah of Zeichel Lamikdash. And now we have a Shiloh, which way to do it, with matzah or without, so we do both. But the Zeichel Lamikdash is not, we say, yeah, you know, in Hillel's days, this is what they used to do. What? The Mishnah Brura doesn't know why, where this came from to say Zeichel Mikdash. He said it's a hefsek between the bracha and the achila. He says to leave it out. He wants to say that when it says Zeichel Mikdash, it doesn't mean to say Zeichel Mikdash, but we're eating a Zeichel Mikdash. He doesn't like the idea of the Amira. It's a hefsek between the bracha and the achila. I mean, a bracha achilas morer, and there are 2 ways to do it. One is with matzah, one is without. And in the middle, we're busy talking.
So which one should we leave out? Which one was the last to leave out? If you were going to leave one out, skip the morer and only keep.
No. We keep the first. We keep the first. We do the first, then we do Hillel second. Machal is Hillel and the Chachamim. We do the Chachamim first.
We go with this mission, bro.
If you have a minute to say Zeichel Mikdash, then say Zeichel Mikdash.
Say it afterwards?
What? You can say it afterwards, you don't lose anything. Okay.
Is a Seba by Krichov?
What's this?
Krichov by Seba.
Krichov, there are 2 minhagim of Krichov, it's by Seba or not. The Pashtis is that if it's a Chiv Drabbana of eating more with matzah, but if the achil is morer, that's the ikr. This is the tzurit, he eat morer. So it shouldn't be beseva. Parsha according to that, it shouldn't be beseva. If it was a zeichel amikdash, and we're only doing a zeichel amikdash, so then they have to do a seva, because that was their achil is matzah. But if it's the mitzvah derabbanon, the question of how to do it, the lechura, it shouldn't be beseva. There are 2 minhagim. Then comes the Suda. You have to remember the Suda is in the middle of Hallel. You start in halal, and then we continue halal after the suda. The suda is part of halal. It's a suda soidoya. It says not to talk dvarim b'teilim in the suda because you'll be mafsik between the two parts of halal. Just talk about, I mean, you're allowed to talk the way you talk to kids, you're allowed to talk with a also, but your focus should be on the mitzvahs alayla, on the yonah of Leila Seder. The meaning is to start with eating egg according to the groth that zeicha lechagiga, and you're supposed to eat the egg in the kara. The Rambam brings down that it's a zecher to avelis that we don't have the Korban Pesach because an egg is a maichal avelim. And the remez is that the first night of Pesach is also the same night that Tisha B'Av falls on every year. The Gralah is zecher l'chagiga. Just you couldn't use meat because people will think that you're eating kachik. Then comes the suda, although it says to eat the whole suda b'seba, I haven't seen people do that. We don't know what seba is, and it's awkward for us. For that, you can certainly rely on the ravya. Finishing the afikomen by chatzos.
You don't want to eat by the seba, what you're not allowed to eat.
You're not allowed to have tzli, and that includes a pot roast. If you do a pot roast, add a cup of wine. The old chef at age told me, in the olden days, he said, white wine for chicken, red wine for meat. We've experimented. It's lav dafka that it's that way. But add a cup of wine to your roast. It's good.
Only while it's...
What?
Only while it's very hot.
Right? We,
to add the liquid to make
it. In the pot. In the pot.
And he wants to take it out of the oven.
Yeah. No, a roast, mamish, you don't do. I'm talking about a pot roast, which is a chiddush also, a pot roast where, you know, it's with stir-fried vegetables or something. Then you also have to add a cup of wine. Or water if you want, but that takes away from the top. Yeah. What's with chatzos? No, lechatchli yishav yav kovim lechatzos. I mean, it's not like is it yoytzer or not? Should you compromise on your haggadah for that? It depends. If you really feel that it's life changing, meaning, it's not just that you're praying a haggadah and saying over and enjoying talking or something. But you really feel that everyone who's experiencing is really growing in a whole different way. Prabhupada Haggadah as long as you want, and have the Afikomen whenever you do. Otherwise, you should be matnid. The only way to make that happen is if you have something of a schedule. So, just to give you a very loose way, every home is different. Things to have in mind. The suda itself, with the Achilas Avikoyman, is probably about an hour. Matzah and Mor, depending on how many guests you have, can easily be 45 minutes, maybe even an hour, depending on how many guests there are. If it's prepackaged, you can cut off 15 minutes. Bederachal, if you start promptly, you can comfortably, yeah, I don't know how many times Manishtan is going to be said and by whom. But if you start promptly, you can probably get yourself a good 2 hours for the Haggadah and still make chatzos. Now, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to say halal like the Gra in Shul Leil HaSeder, so davening takes longer. But usually halal is not done as long as it is, although it's the one night a year we say halal in Shul. But still, they usually sing a little bit less, so that it shouldn't be too late. But if you start promptly as soon as you come home, you could probably get yourself a solid 2 hours for the Haggadah. So then you have to plan what you're going to say when, and check your watch. Usually it takes a couple of years to learn up exactly how long your Haggadah takes you and what you can talk about, what you can't talk about.
Don't allow to leave for how long? It's not the minig.
What's that?
Leaving for how long? It's not your
minig. If it's not your minig, don't. Oh, you mean leave the shul for how long? No, no. It's the minig Eretz Yisrael. Minig Eretz Yisrael, everybody here says how long. In Chutz Laretz, who does it? Chassidim do it, Sfardim do it, and Gronings do it. And the other Ashkenazim don't.
You're allowed to leave it.
I don't know if it's right to walk out of shul then. But you could. In theory, you could.
You're in Eretz Yisrael, you stay with the bracha? Is that your minhag?
It's the minhag of everybody in Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to. Yeah.
Should you walk out of shul then?
What?
Should you walk out of shul?
I don't know. I don't know if it's right. The one thing I don't understand is, Sfardim taka daf marv early leila seder. Why don't Ashkenazim? Why don't we daven early? Mamish don't get it.
Krishma.
What? Krishma. Because after the Seder, it's going to be after Chatzos. Afraid of Krishma. Are you? So then you should start the Seder with Krishma. I was going to think it's Krishma Almeida. They're going to think.
Someone
giving
you 2 days.
Yeah.
The second
day also, you should not get on that side, or no? Yeah. Game the rice.
Should the shul
start
in the early
morning?
No. It's
the
minig
Ashkenaz
not
to. Is it Ashkenaz afraid people are going to start the Seder before nightfall?
What? You can't start the Seder before nightfall.
Maybe that's why they don't have it early.
By the time you get home, it's way after nightfall. It's way after. Yeah, the Afikoyim. You should finish it by Chatzos. After the Afikoyim is benching, which is the third kais. The Balabais benches. And after benching, everyone does the Seiba. Agav. The minig in most of the world is to say the Rachman, V'yanchalein Yom Shekula Togya Shekula Yikula Arach Yom Shezikim Reshmat Yisem Yishayim V'dem Zib Ashkina V'yanchal Kemi Moyim. The Gronics here don't say it. They just say Rachman Yanchalein Yom Shekula Togya. I don't know. How do you have a Seder without that Rachman? Part of it is your mamish feel a shtik oil nala, no? Yeah. After that, we open the door for Shvei Chamascha. You fill the kosher Eliyahu, open the door for Shvei Chamascha. Nowhere in Halacha does it say that Eliyahu and Navi actually comes to drink. Chassidim, the minig is, say Baruch Haba. And after Shvei Chamascha, when you close the door, that's when you fill the kos for the kos for Havel, the kos for B. And the minig b'chassidim is to have the shiraim of Eliyahu HaNavi to be mechalikit, but it's pogum because he already drank from it. So you have to metaken it first. Yeah, and the Zoch Chassidish nice is the pash says it's a yehimunach, I mean, or a teiku of whether we need a kais chamishi, and that's why we have it on the table, but we don't drink it. As far as what you do with it, they're different menagim. But after Shvei Chamascha, that's when you fill the kosher V.
The problem of Gilui is leaving the kosher Eliyahu early to open the door.
Leave it open while he's out the door, that amount of time?
No, and everybody goes to the door, the kosher on the table, kosher bracha.
The Isser of Gilui.
My kosher bracha.
Like kosher bracha. If everyone goes there, the minute by use, everyone goes to the door. You know, see, Machabit, somebody to go to the door, Rezeo. You're supposed to, you need to name everybody, someone has to watch it the whole time, otherwise it's Megula. And Shvei Chamos is enough time for a Nachish to come out and go back, no?
Somebody who's watching it, is that okay?
You can cover it?
Lekula to be slain by Chanuk. That's really a bit much.
You can cover it.
You can cover it. Sure, you can cover it.
Doesn't
become pogrom
get open so long?
What's that?
The wine.
No. There's two pogroms. There's one pogrom that the tam is not so good. For that, Agav Leila Seder, the second case, we have a big problem with that. It sits there open for 2 hours, and maybe more. Shlomo Zalman says that if that was a tikkun chazal, that's the tikkun chazal. It sounds like in the olden days they didn't spend so much time on magid. What? Yeah. It oxidizes. Shamati from a yenon, what do they call the guy? Not a connoisseur. The guy, not the taster, the guy who runs the wine cellar.
Vintner.
What? Vintner. Is that what they call him? Shamati, that today that they put sulfates in all the wines, for the first 20 minutes that it's oxidizing, what's happening is the sulfites are being oxidized, and it's actually better for your wine. It's after those 20 minutes that the wine itself starts getting affected. The Hiel is better off being Megalid for 20 minutes. But 2 hours not. But good, that was a Tikkun Chazal. But otherwise, the little time for Shvei Chamos is not a problem. Then we fill the other kais and we are gomer halal. Lechatchila, you should have someone saying Hodol Hashem and everybody answering.
My opinion, which door do you go to for Shvei Chamos? You just go to your front door.
Your front door. Yeah. After halal. You say Birkas Hashir.
Holding the Kodesh for halal?
What's that? Nobody holds the whole Kodesh for halal. For the whole halal.
Halal Kodesh is just there.
Yeah, it's sitting there. What? Only the Mavarach holds his cup. Not that everybody does.
Holds it?
Yeah. I say the Mavarach to Mazamin. He's the only one that holds it. Nobody else does. Yeah, back here, after halal you say Birkas Hashir, which is Hoyel Hashem Ki Toiv, and Nishmas. The brother, the big shail is the Chasima. When to be Chasim, how to be Chasim, there are three different minhagim. The one thing you can't do is say the bracha twice. Some are Chasim before Nishmas, some are Chasim after Nishmas. And then there's two minhagim. You're chayisim with yishtabach, or you're chayisim, with melech keil chay or ilamim, or you're chayisim with melech mullah bat yishbachas. Lamaisa today, it's just known as two minhagim, which is the minhag svard is to end off. You say nishma, you say yishtabach, but at the very end of yishtabach, you say yahaluluka, and you end with melech mullah bat yishbachas. The minhag Ashkenaz is you end off Yishtabach, like on a regular day, with Melech Kel Chei Oilam. As far as saying Yahaluluka, so many Ashkenazim say it just before Nishmas, without a Chasima. So again, it would be the Yahaluka without a Chasima, before Nishmas, and then Nishmas you end with Yishtabach to the end, or the other one is you skip Yahaluka, you go straight into Nishmas from Halal, and then you say Yishtabach and end Yishtabach with Yahaluka, and end with Malchulah Batishbachas. Again, Mishnah Berurah says both minhagim are good as long as you don't end up saying two brachas. Then you drink the Seba. And you make an Allah Geffen. There's a machloikis that Birkas HaMazon covers the first two kaises or not. As a result of that, when you say your Allah Geffen, you should have in mind the second two kaises and, if necessary, the first two also. There's mirrors afterwards, there are different minhagim. in the Chutz Lores, there are things said on the first night, other things the second night. In Eretz Yisrael, everybody says just everything. The Seder is different. A different minhagim for the order of it. But fine. There, the Tosefta teaches us that you're supposed to stay up all night being Oisik in Hilchos Pesach. It's a Alochim Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to stay up all night. Not only that, but the reason why you're not supposed to drink Ben Shlishi L'Revi is so that you'll be able to stay up all night. So we don't drink anything extra. So it's a big inyan. This is a halacha. The Brisk Rav used to tell you, everyone stays up Leil Shavuos, nobody stays up Leil HaSeder. Leil HaSeder is the din in Shulchan Aruch. Leil Shavuos is an inyan. The big difference between Leil Shavuos and Leil HaSeder is that Leil HaSeder, you just drank 4 cups of wine. But you don't go to bed Leil HaSeder. You stay up as long as you can and fall asleep at the table. Then you can go to bed. But you should really try to stay up as much as you can. If you can stay awake.
If you have 2 starim, you should do it by both.
Yeah, you sleep by day, man. Sure, you're right. Everyone was always so much better rested for the second Seder than the first. Second Seder was always better because people were rested.
Even in Shana Rishayna?
What?
Even in Shana Rishayna?
Stay up all night? Yeah.
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 And fall through at the table.
Yeah, and then afterwards you can go to you can go to bed after.
Then sleep on a couch as opposed to on the bed.
Once you go to sleep, you go to sleep. But the first thing is, let us say you don't go to sleep, you fall asleep. What? Yeah, but afterwards also. After the Abakaisis, you're not supposed to. After the Afikami, you're not supposed to eat anything, and after Abakaisis, you're not supposed to drink anything. However, you're allowed to drink water. You're not allowed to drink anything that could be Chamar Medina. You're not allowed to drink anything that has flavor. Water's good. If you're thirsty, drink water.
Flavored seltzer? Stout seltzer?
Well, seltzer's good too. There's another halacha of being mechalik kloyes vergoizim to the kids to keep them up. Now, we don't do kloyes v'chosh v'chametz. As far as a goizim go, if that'll keep your kids up, that's great. It worked for mine. You may have to prepare something a little more sophisticated to keep your kids up. Yeah, chocolate. Just make sure it's not milky. It does not say that they get that for every good kasha they ask, although that became some kind of a minig. Just to give it out, to keep them up. Yeah. Bitzara, we just went through the entire Seder. What? I didn't mention Chareisus with the mar. Why do you know? Yeah. What's that? Sitting up the kara. Sitting up the kara. All right, we'll talk about the kara. It's a separate halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Sitting up the kara. Sitting up the kara. So what should you have in the kara? 3 matzahs. That's what we paskin. They're supposed to be on the kara together with all the other things. What else do you have? Zroya meitza. Zroya should be a piece of meat that was roasted that you're not going to eat. Any meat is good. There are different minhagim. Use the leg of a chicken. Use the wing of a chicken. Use a neck bone of a chicken. Some use meat. An egg. Now, the Zroya and the Beitza. the Zroya should be roasted on Gecholim, it says, because really you're supposed to roast its Tzliyesh the same way you do a Korban Pesach. So if you hold it over the fire, you can't use nettle to hold it, because then it's Tzli Machmas Dover Acher. The heat, the metal conducts heat, so the metal is cooking it.
Foil's the same thing?
What?
If it's on foil, it's
same problem. It says to do it on Gecholim. If you want to do it over the fire, there are people in the neighborhood that actually have pomegranate trees. So you can have a Spuchel Rimoin. I got a few.
If there's a kashrut of Pesach on it, do they sell for the barbecues?
What?
The sticks, the sheep would eat.
But they're not made of. You have to use a Spuchel Rimoin. You can't use any other wood. It's Hidavka Rimoin, the Gemara says. What? What can you do? It says beferish that you have to roast it the way they used to roast the Korban Pesach. That's why it says to do agabi gecholim. You should do it on mantle. What? You can use your hand, just be careful. You do one half at a time. You do one half at a time and it's a big piece. Yeah. It works.
You can't use a gas fire?
I said if you use a gas fire, you need something to hold it up with. So that's
beautiful. Really
what?
It's not really edible from a gas fire.
Why not?
The gas.
Isn't
gas like something
that's... No, the gas is burning up by the time it gets there.
Can't put it in the oven?
On what?
In Europe, they're back about this?
No, but it's the Feirish. I know what they did in Europe. When I was growing up, everyone used a fork. Or a metal grate that they used for liver. Not the liver one, chalila. That a special one for the Zroya.
Metal grate, though, I was saying is.
It's a problem.
Feirish?
What? Feirish? Normal. No, it says, I got to be Gecholim. Mr. Shabur explains why. The egg is totally. If Zechel Chagiga, said Solim Achlegis Ben Taman Lechachomim, Achlegis Toys in the Ramon Hawi Paskin. So it's a good thing to roast the egg a little bit after you cooked it. It's a good thing. People do make it a little brown. Sliach habish. Then you have your maror. Then you have charoisis, which should be made of, preferably, eggs, apples, ground apples, together with, it says shkedim, almonds, that shkedim and agoizim, and make it, put a little wine in it and thicken it and throw a drop of cinnamon in it also. Really, the cinnamon they were talking about is not ground cinnamon, but cinnamon sticks don't work for us. What it meant is like the shave, like little shavings of cinnamon. It should look like the straw that they used in the tit. If no one's going to eat the charoisis, that's okay. If someone will. It's very hard. We dip the mar in charoisis, but not the not for the kricha. You're already makai in the mitzvah of tibul there. What? Yeah.
Dip a little.
So it says some do, some do, some do. But pashas you don't have to, and there's no need for it because eating it with matzah. With regard to salt water, some have it on the kara, others don't have it on the kara. The salt water itself should be very salty. Should be azim. Mashmas the paiskim is that if you make an alel Shabbos, then you can't make it azim. But otherwise you do. Azim means two-thirds salt. I tried it. It doesn't. The water is too saturated. It does not dissolve. And putting poured boiling water directly on it, it just didn't work. Not as much salt as you can get the water to hold. Now, Lefi the Ramon, the kara is supposed to be in a way that you're not hinam for all the mitzvahs. Which means, first you have the karpas, which you spoke about. First you have karpas, then the matzis, then the mor and the choroisis, then the mor and the choroisis, and then there's Ren Lebeitz on top. However, the Arizal has his Seder, where the kara is the spheris, with everything on it. The kara itself is malchus, which is what holds everything and really is made of everything. And there's various chesed, and the beitz is gura, and so on. But we're missing one. So they have the mor that you're using for mor, and the mor using this for kricha as separate, and this way they work for the spheres. The place can bring down that the minik today is to do the kara of the Arizal, and not the kara of the Ramah. But Moshe Feinstein used to do the kara of the Ramah, but nobody else does. The Yerushalayimer used to use machine matzah dafka, because they held that the human beings don't touch it. It's lech shash chimutz. And therefore their kara was square. The Maral's kara was square. The Arizal's kara is dafka round.
Maral's also bikkurim?
What?
The Maral's kara is square.
Maral?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where the matzah is good.
Lefi the Arizal, they have to go under everything, which is why you have a three-tier kara. If you don't go with the Arizal, then according to the Ramah, they should come after the Karpas. They should know it's all flat on the table. That's what Ramah should do. Yeah. Okay. It's late. I think we covered everything. Now, is there anything I left out?
Sure, on the matzah.
I spoke about it, didn't I?
The most minimal share,
the
last year.
Most minimal for a chayla, you can be makel with 10 grams. It's a shlish beitza. Makel with 10 grams. Rosh Zalman used to say, b'shas adchak, you can go with what the chazmish held the ikar adin was, and that was a zayish shel yameinu, which somebody told me is about 8 grams.
Share
of matzah, afikayman. Aleph, according to Rashi, this is the Iker Mitzvah's Matzah, so you should double it. And some are knowing that even if it's only a Zecher, to have a Zecher to the Matzah and the Korban Pesach together. So we double the Shear for the Afikayim.
Shai
Duhal Lachet. What?
Shai Duhal Lachet.
That's already a big Chumrah. To rush to make the Afikayim, that's worth it. To rush for the sake of finishing challah, you're better off singing a Gugu Shmak Ha'al than anything before Chatzah.
Someone's wife that's stuffed, you just can't handle it. How much should you have them eating for sure, not clever? Should you treat them as a choyle?
Yeah. People that can't eat too much. People that can't eat too much, they get filled right away. And then you can make over 10 grams.
And if anyone that was fasting the whole day and just ate a few matzahs that are now holding back the clever or whatever,
you got to already start from which one's better? We go with matzah, even though according to Rashi the Afikayman is deeper. We go with the Pashto, we go to the first one. Okay.